Welcome to the AMD GPU Daily, where we dive deep into the latest happenings in the world of GPUs, AI, and machine learning. Today is February 11th, 2026, and we have some intriguing topics to cover, including a dramatic incident involving NVIDIA's latest GPU, the RTX 5090, and some AMD-related news that could impact our development workflows. Headline overview. 1. NVIDIA's RTX 5090 catches fire, raising concerns about hardware safety and compatibility. 2. AMD's latest Radeon drivers enhance performance for AI workloads. 3. New benchmarks reveal AMD GPUs catching up in ray tracing capabilities. Let's dive into the details. First up, we can't ignore the shocking news surrounding NVIDIA's RTX 5090. A user on Bilibili recently experienced a catastrophic failure when their brand new MSI GeForce RTX 5090 32G Gaming Trio OC caught fire during boot up. This incident not only highlights potential issues with power supply compatibility, but also raises broader questions about the reliability of high-end GPUs in demanding setups. The user reported that instead of the usual boot up sequence, they were greeted by sparks and smoke. It appears the short circuit may have originated from multiple locations on the card simultaneously, leading to extensive damage. While the power supply seemed to survive the incident, the fact that the RTX 5090 is a high-power component means it requires a robust power solution. Unfortunately, the user didn't disclose the specifications of their power supply, which leaves us speculating about whether it was adequate for such a demanding GPU. This incident serves as a cautionary tale for anyone investing in high-performance hardware. It underscores the importance of using quality components and ensuring that all connections are secure. For developers and engineers, this situation emphasizes the value of rigorous testing and validation, especially when deploying systems intended for intensive workloads, like AI training or high-end gaming. Now, shifting gears to AMD, we have some exciting updates regarding their latest Radeon drivers. AMD has released a new set of drivers that significantly enhance performance for AI workloads. These drivers improve compatibility with popular ML frameworks such as TensorFlow and PyTorch, allowing for better optimization of AMD GPUs in training and inference tasks. One of the key enhancements is the support for ROCm 5.0, which introduces new features aimed at improving the efficiency of deep learning tasks. This includes better memory management and optimized kernel launches, which can lead to noticeable performance gains in large-scale training scenarios. For developers, this means your AMD GPUs are becoming increasingly viable alternatives to NVIDIA's offerings for certain workloads, especially as the ecosystem continues to mature. Additionally, the latest benchmarks indicate that AMD's GPUs are closing the gap in ray tracing performance. While NVIDIA has long been the leader in this area, AMD's RDNA 3 architecture is showing promising results, particularly with the recent updates in their drivers. This is crucial for developers working on graphics-intensive applications, as it allows for more flexibility in choosing hardware without compromising on visual fidelity. As we look toward the future, it's clear that the competition between AMD and NVIDIA is heating up. With AMD's advancements in driver support and performance optimization, we can expect a more level playing field in the GPU market. This is particularly exciting for developers and engineers who are looking for cost-effective solutions without sacrificing performance. In closing, today's discussions remind us of the delicate nature of GPU hardware and the importance of robust testing and quality components. As we move forward, keep an eye on AMD's developments in the AI and gaming sectors as they continue to innovate and provide alternatives to the status quo. That wraps up today's episode of the AMD GPU Daily. Stay tuned for more technical insights and updates as we continue to explore the ever-evolving landscape of GPUs and AI. Until next time, keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible with your hardware.